From the heart of the expanded universe, where stories were better, it's the Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man Star Wars Craptacular, where we're going to tear apart this steaming pile of horrible, horrible... No, I actually like Star Wars a lot, so... This is going to be a fun show, though, because we're going to air some of our grievances. And if you're one of the people that messaged us on Facebook with death threats, highly uncalled for, I'm so sorry. If you need to go back to your safe station with your other with the other snow troopers.
But it's already a space.
What'd I say?
Station.
Did I say space station?
Yeah, safe station.
Safe station.
But safe space would have worked as well.
Ah. Hey, it's Shannon Young, Mr. 100 with you tonight. This Tuesday, and a little announcement that I think starting next week, we're going to go to our rotating schedule. So we'll give you more updates on that in the next coming week and let you know what we're thinking. But yeah, starting next week, we probably won't do Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. We'll probably do it the week after that and then kind of go back and forth. Hey, so that, as we talked about before, Ace of Gray, the Five-Star Man down at the end of the table.
Hello.
Ali Abear to my right.
Hello.
And Dalton Anthony.
Hello.
That was Madea.
Well.
It was.
Get off. You're off.
I've become Cody muscled, in this group.
You muscled your way into the show and I'm kicking you off.
You had one chance to impress and you failed.
Miserably.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by ReverendCharles.com.
Your name right now.
All right. So we got in an argument earlier. Well, you got in an argument, Dalton, earlier with Cody or no.
No, Hunter. Was it, well, was Cody, Tanner. But that was different.
Lots
well,
of people. They were talking about Star Wars and we were talking about some of the plot holes. I woke up to this. I woke up to the plot hole discussion and I thought I covered some of the plot holes very well. But it made me think, man, Hunter came in here later. We talked about Star Wars and the more we talked, the angrier I got. And I thought, let's talk about Star Wars. And for once, instead of talking about all the things we love about Star Wars, let's talk about the things we hate about Star Wars. And let's start with the elephant in the room, Dalton. You go ahead and say it.
Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace.
So can we just... And I mean, you can veto it, but can we just say that and then walk away from it? Because if we just talk about Phantom Menace, it might be an hour.
That's 30 minutes of my discussion is Phantom Menace. Sorry.
Well, then don't worry what I just asked.
Allie, have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yes.
Can you name the characters?
Can you even name the Star Wars?
Like how many stars were there?
How many Star Wars were there?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fake nerd girl.
This is a great bit.
What's Han's last name?
Soul.
Dalton had to help her.
He
did have one finger.
Oh my god.
I was at Villainous Grounds Friday with you guys. I don't know if you were still there at this point, but Mary Jo was wearing her Han Shot First shirt.
Yeah.
And this makes me mad about Star Wars is people that don't know about Star Wars. The lady that was sitting next to me, who seemed like a sweet enough lady, just looked at her and says, "What does Han shoots first mean?" And like, I just kind of looked at Mary Jo, and I looked down at my coffee, and I started reading a comic book, and I just left it there. And then I started texting Mary Jo during it, and I was just like, how does this person not know about Star Wars? They were older than me.
How dare this person not be knowledgeable about this thing that I like?
Exactly. I was offended.
All right, so forget Phantom Menace. Let's start there. Han shot first. Allie, why is that stupid?
Because they changed the original cut.
They did, but what was the original?
Wasn't it that they shot at the same time?
No.
No, that Han shot first and then they changed it. I'm confused. I don't remember.
My goal is to have to be entertaining and the other half is to tear you apart.
Why?
Expose you
that's
as
so
a liar.
Mean.
I'm going to veto
not
that bit.
Liar.
We're not going to do that bit?
No, that's
okay.
It's not a
Dalton, explain to her why that shirt's stupid.
Okay, so in the original film, Greedo never shot.
Yes. It's okay. Not Han shot first. It's just Han shot.
Okay.
And I always hate that argument of like, no, Han shot first. He did. He shot first. He shot only. Greedo never, the poor little green bastard never got a shot off. He just stood there and died.
He treated her like Felicia Keys.
I mean, he did pull, he pulled it. Like,
he pulled it up.
He was ready. He was ready.
Yeah.
Just so, Han didn't.
They said that they did it. They changed it because they didn't want Han to look like a cold-blooded killer.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Greedo
had his. Which is so much cooler.
It is. And Greedo had his blaster out. There should have been no Like, if someone points a gun at you and they're going to kill you,
right.
you have the right to shoot them first. You don't have to wait, liberals. You can just pull the trigger.
I don't think that's how that works.
Sorry.
Is it a stand-your-ground space station?
It was a stand-your-ground bar.
Who's the fake nerd girl now?
Station. Like, station is in like
Mos Eisley, the bar, the cantina? It was a cantina.
Yeah, but like station
on
is
a
in...
On a planet.
Well, this is going to be a fun show for me. Anyway, that was a solid joke until Asa decided to tear it apart.
No, it was a solid joke what Asa did.
Yeah.
Shut up, Shannon.
You don't even know what Greedo is, do you?
No.
What's the species? Bontha boy?
That's what we need to do. Just ask. So, Allie, do you even know who Luke Skywalker's dad was? And then, so Dalton, do you even know what brand of, do you even know what the serial number was on the third Stormtrooper's rifle?
Dalton, do you know what the serial number was on the Stormtrooper?
Yeah,
in the,
it was 1-800-GO-F-YOURSELF.
I don't think that was the number Hulk Hogan used. It was THX1138. By the way.
Duh.
Everyone literally knows that. And also, he's a Rodian. Greedo.
All right. So,
I got confused. I was like, wait, what are you even talking about?
Can we please just go about things we hate and stop the Dalton Alley bit now?
Oh, it's fun. Okay.
It won't end.
No, but, okay.
We'll just stop
this
the Alley
life.
Bit.
We'll stop the Alley bit. Yeah. Alley's good people. But yeah, I hate the Han shoot first. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Which
and we're going to talk about a lot of pet peeves.
But that's
tonight.
More of a fan base thing than the movie. I mean, unless you're counting like George Lucas, like actively going back and changing
right.
the original mm-hmm. movies. Like,
which he did.
He absolutely did. Like, you can tie that. No, excuse me. You can tie that in. But the whole Han shot first, like, debate.
Yeah.
Is like a purely fan base
right.
thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Han just shooting Greedo in cold blood. But I did like the Conan O'Brien bit. go find it. The real footage of Greedo shooting like 500 times before
just
Han
keeps
finally.
Missing.
Yeah.
And Han's just standing perfectly still except when they tilt his head a little.
Yeah, he just kind of shifts.
And then his whole neck vibrates. Yeah, his whole neck dislodges and like ewes.
So Han shoot first. That's stupid. Let's get back to Phantom Menace. Let's talk about Phantom Menace, because I'll tell you the truth. When I watched Phantom Menace in theaters and I left, I loved it. I thought mm-hmm. it was just the coolest thing. This is the first Star Wars we got in, was it 20 years or something like that?
No, it was 98 to 86, so like 14, 15.
83, actually.
Was it 83? Jesus, can we please stop this bit?
I'm kimballing this whole show tonight.
So, I'm sorry, 16 years.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, it was almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It was almost 20 years. And the only reason I know it was 83 is because the original Star Wars was 77, and then it was 3 years every movie.
That's right.
So 77,
yeah.
80, 83. Sorry. I'm being a dick. I apologize.
Oh, really now?
I admit it when I'm being a dick. But yeah. But Phantom Menace I thought was really, really good. Allie, have you ever seen The Phantom Menace?
A lot of people left the theater like liking it, but it's one of those things where it's the more it sits with you, and like you just realize, oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's somebody on our Facebook pointed out, by the way, let's just say this real quick. We all love Star Wars. Allie loves Star Wars. I'm sorry I'm giving her so much guff. Everyone here is a Star Wars fan. But if you can't talk about the things that are wrong with something you love, do you really love it? That's kind of a blind love. That's not really love. You got to be able to admit the faults and flaws and things you love. And Star Wars is filled with them.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
called Phantom Menace. That is the thing. That is what
there
we
weren't
get.
Even any ghosts. They had a menace, but
well, the Phantom. Who was the Phantom Menace?
Wasn't it Palpatine?
I guess. Yeah, it was the seventh.
It was like he was nobody that was known. I always assumed it was just Palpatine.
If you love the swashbuckling action of the original Star Wars films, you will love the political and
trade
span of the universe.
There's a picture that's been floating around that I've seen the last couple weeks, a couple times, and it's a picture of Darth Maul and a picture of one of the ice zombies from Game of Thrones. Come at me, nerds! I don't watch that show. And it says Darth Maul, Alolan Darth Maul. it looks strikingly similar.
So, Caleb Tripp on our Facebook posted about it, and I encourage people to mention what they didn't like about it, and. I'm pretty sure almost all of this is at least about the new trilogy. He said, not hating on it, but Force Awakens just being a nicer version of A New Hope. We talked about that to nauseam in older shows.
That being said, Force Awakens was a great movie.
Oh, okay. You want to do that? You want to just, I mean, yes, yeah, so A New Hope was a great movie.
Yeah,
and
so
like, and the shiny version of it was also, you know,
a great movie.
The remaster was fine.
I liked Black Sheep a lot when it was called Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
For the record. Hayden Christensen making the best villain in the galaxy have a crybaby origin story, killing off Darth Maul, best Sith in my eyes, so quickly, Boba Fett's death, Han shot first, etc. Okay, not all of it's for the original trilogy, but I just want to talk about the Hayden Christensen thing. I'm giving that a pass. I actually liked him as Anakin. I know everyone's going to give me hate on it, but I actually liked Hayden Christensen.
But what are your thoughts on sand?
It's coarse, and it gets everywhere, but otherwise it's not bad.
I saw a thing.
If you put ketchup on it, it doesn't taste terrible.
It's 9 out of 10 with rice. There's a picture on, like, it was like prequel memes or something, and it was, oh, I just love glass. It's smooth and cool and it feels good. It's like, it's crazy to think that it's made of, and it's Padme, like, it's crazy to think that it's made of sand. And then it just cuts to the picture of him, like, all angry, like, at the end of 3.
Did you hate Caden Christensen as Darth Vader? Because that's one of the things that people talk about most is how bad it was. No. But I thought he started as I hated Jake Lloyd as Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, no, he was a douche. He's turned out to be a douche.
Yeah, good news now, he's in an insane asylum, if it makes you feel better. So that's a true story. Yeah, so I hated Jake Lloyd as him. And one of the least favorite things I've ever heard was from that. I think Hunter posted it in that message. What was it? It was now this is pod racing.
I mean, in fairness.
How else would you know?
In fairness to the kid, it's the same thing we say about wrestling. He took what they gave him.
In fairness to children, children should not be allowed to act generally.
But he also was just, he did a bit. Like, yes, they took what they gave him, but he was also bad at what they gave him to do.
Well, that's what they said about Hayden Christensen too, that he was bad at what they gave him.
Honestly, like, I don't agree. The second movie was bad. The second movie, he was very bad, and I hated him in that. But
except one part. One part that stands out as one of my favorite parts in Star Wars, when he kills the sand people. And he's
the women and the children too.
And they play the Emperor's theme, the Empire theme. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a cool part. Like, it could have been a little better, but I like that part. But yeah, otherwise.
But like
also, is sand people
derogatory?
Should we just call them Tusken Raiders at this point?
I think we probably should.
Okay, good.
He can say it.
Go ahead.
But no, like the last half of Episode 3, where he's just having the mental breakdown. Like, that's the only time I like Hayden Christensen in either of those movies.
He looked badass too. Like, with the long hair, and he just looked evil.
It was, this is going to be a weird complaint, but, like, his hair should have been straighter.
You didn't like the 80s?
The weird, like,
feathering kind of?
Yeah, the feathering, like,
well, I feel like they were trying to go for the 70s look, because they were trying to tie it into the 70s
movie.
Yeah,
but maybe don't.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, because.
Do you?
Well, I mean, that was a.
Because this is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I don't think they needed to tie into, like, no one was upset that Obi-Wan wasn't rocking bell bottoms.
Why did the technology look worse now than it did then?
That's how bad the Empire is, man.
That's true.
It made everything worse in that short period of time.
Are they bad? Like, how bad is the Empire? How did they ever get anything when they got beat by a bunch of stuffed animals? That's something I told Hunter I was promised I was going to talk about, how much I hate Ewoks.
I mean, it makes sense, though.
He said that, too. In fact, he gave me a whole explanation about why the Ewoks... He read something to me, and I forget where it was from.
Did it have something to do with guerrilla warfare?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
And,
like,
it's their home field
advantage.
Yeah,
it's their home field. Like, it's, it's the Vietnam
argument.
That's
like, if we took a bunch of, like, tanks and stuff over to, like, you know, the terrorist countries, and I'm sure that they would also win, right? Because they have home field advantage and the guerrilla warfare. Or we just nuke them. They should have just nuked the little bastards.
Well, they had a...
I also apologize. I didn't realize how racist terrorist countries sounded.
Yeah, it sounded kind of racist.
So I want to apologize.
I'm okay
for
with
that.
Saying sand people, but terrorist countries is a little bad. Terrorist planets is fine. Because we're talking about Star Wars. Anyway.
Are you saying Endor was a terrorist planet?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
are you saying all Ewoks are terrorists?
A little bit. Have you seen them? They're vicious little turds.
They are. They ate them.
But... They did.
There are reports.
But, like, no, it makes sense that, like...
widespread cannibalism.
They didn't, like, want to kill off Endor. Like, Leia was there. That's Darth Vader's daughter. Like, you can kind of explain a lot of that to be like, well, it explains why they just didn't just Alderaan the planet.
Well, I figure it's because they had their...
Could you imagine if they built, like, a bigger one and you could Alderaan, like, 5 planets at once? Let's make a movie around that.
I love
totally
Force
new.
Awakens.
We let you on the show?
Yeah, back away.
You're off tomorrow.
I have one issue with Force Awakens.
What's that?
Starkiller.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're jumping all over the place here. We'll get to Ewoks later. We'll get back to Phantom Menace in a second. You wanted to talk about Starkiller. Allie, do you know who Starkiller is?
There are a lot of words.
A lot of words being thrown around tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have any gripes with Star Wars? that will, you think about it.
Oh, the man. Bit.
I want you to think about something you don't like other than the bit we're doing.
Dalton. I like how you say we.
Well, I meant Dalton.
I haven't done it yet.
All right, do it.
I'm not going to do the bit to Alex.
No, no, no. What do you hate about Starkiller?
Oh, the Starkiller thing of you made one really amazing game and then one subpar game based on one of the coolest characters that I've seen come out of the EU, Starkiller, who was just...
Vader's secret apprentice.
Yeah, Vader's secret apprentice. And he just sends him on, like, espionage missions. And then Disney buys him out, they kill the EU. And instead of making Starkiller his own movie, which would be cool, they made him the killer base in Force Awakens. Like, I think that was just a waste of a really cool character. Also, just the visual. Like, he just looks like a 90s punk band lead singer with, like, a shaved head with two lightsabers. It looks awesome.
One thing I hate about video games, especially during that era, was every main character had to have that jarhead look, the shaved hair, and, like, I hated
now,
that.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, and I'm not going to feel bad talking about the games at all, like, for the next, like, spoiling the games, but, like, him dying at the end of the first one, and then the second one being made and just being like, no, you're a clone. Vader's been cloning you. You're like the 76th clone or
something
like that.
Well, he used like the midichlorians.
No, it wasn't even midichlorians. He was just a straight-up clone of Starkiller.
The midichlorians cloned him.
Oh, Jesus. One thing I hate about Star Wars, the midichlorians.
Many things I hate about Star Wars, including Starkiller. Because...
Like the character or
yes,
the planet?
No, the character. Well, both.
Okay.
There's not anything I like about... The name Starkiller shouldn't be attached to the movie. Also, did you know Starkiller was the original name of Luke Skywalker in the movie?
Yeah, that was
the name of Starkiller.
Yeah. That's why they named him that in the video games.
Anyway... Off topic. One, I hate that his family crest is the rebel insignia. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's a big target right there.
And two, the fact that, I don't know, Asa, if you played the game much. Yeah. Allie, I know you did not play it. There's a part where he literally pulls down a Star Destroyer with the Force.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, cause then if he could do that, who could stop him?
Vader.
No!
Well, like, all right, so the whole time you're like...
Vader couldn't even shoot lightning!
That's one of my problems with Force Awakens. The opening scene is friggin' Kylo Ren stopping a sniper bolt out of nowhere with the Force. Fast forward 2.5 hours, however long that movie is, and he's getting beat up by a space janitor.
And
no.
And he wasn't even trained in the Force. They mentioned that multiple times, that he was not trained, that he wasn't a Sith. That he was just,
he just had like this raw,
he had raw talent.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke almost took down Vader in the second movie, and he was just a farm boy.
I seem to remember him losing his hand and being shot out of a
garbage
chute.
I said almost.
In the same vein, Samoa Joe almost beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, until the one F5, the
right.
One hand.
It only
cut
takes
off.
One.
Yeah, it only takes one. It takes one lightsaber swoosh. Swoosh. Is that what they're called?
I cannot justify the existence of Starkiller. I'm glad they retconned him. I really am.
Oh, I love that character, though. He's such a cool character. I have the books. The books are good, too.
It was super edgelordy.
Yeah, he was like, the hot topic
especially
Star Wars character.
Especially when you went down the Sith path of those games. Like, it was just like, it's just Reaper.
That was the one.
And he killed every, like, Jedi, basically.
That's honestly one of the best parts about, like, finding my old Steam library, because I definitely have that game on there. And I'm really excited to play the first one again.
Yeah. It was a good game. I'll give you that.
I love the game. The game is amazing.
Especially the beginning. Was it the first one or the second one where you started off as Vader? And just walking through the Kashyyyk and you're just like throwing Wookiees left and right? Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Getting an achievement for killing a bunch of stormtroopers too.
Well, that's not hard.
No, he's...
Anyone can kill a stormtrooper.
Yeah, let's talk about stormtroopers
really
quick.
Let's talk about stormtroopers. Not only do they die to stuffed animals.
Yeah, but they're the most elite killers in the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
And they can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Well, if you're a Jedi.
No.
If you have MCP, if you have main character powers.
The only time I saw like a stormtrooper land a shot was that opening scene in Force Awakens.
Oh, when they shot the
whenever
villagers.
They just destroyed that village.
Well, that's because they were supposed to be more serious and badass. Captain Phasma.
Captain Phasma didn't play around until they threw in a trash can.
I seem to remember her also going through a trash chute. Yeah, a lot of trash chutes.
See, I'm really hoping, what's the new series. Last Jedi?
Yeah.
I'm hoping she has a lot of
She's
like,
supposed to be more important in it.
Did I tell you the funny thing about that? Like that character in general?
Woman?
No, not that. That's actually kind of cool.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying it's a woman.
But no, one of my friends actually bought the hot toy.
Because I have some people that actually didn't know it was a woman.
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious.
She's from Game of Thrones. What's her name?
Gwendolyn Christie, I think is her
name.
That
sounds right.
Yeah.
But like my friend bought the $500 Captain Phasma toy because she just thought it was an awesome character design.
It is.
And she didn't see the movie yet.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, I got some bad news.
You might get justification later.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
It's like, oh, Boba Fett's the best. Who's this guy? I'm going to buy all the Boba Fett merch. And then they finally watch the movies. Like, oh no!
Things I don't like about Star Wars. The Fett
family. That is something that did bum me out. Is just how like unimportant Boba Fett was.
Yeah, in the main movies, in the expanded universe, he was like the biggest badass of them all. Right.
Yeah.
And he's another victim of the, yeah, like Mara Jade was awesome. No longer relevant.
No one will ever convince me. Like, I actually like both of the Force Unleashed games.
Yeah, I love the games. Yeah.
I liked the second one a lot too. Like, I was disappointed because it wasn't better than the first one.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just as good as the first game. The biggest tragedy coming from the EU is, I can't remember the name of it, but I read it probably 20 times through grade school and high school, but it was the collection of stories of the Star Wars bounty hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that I think had like IG-88, and it was just the coolest thing. I loved that book.
Basically all the people you saw in Empire Strikes Back that didn't do anything, you know, they're bounty hunters.
And then, but you get a book and like just dedicated to them just being total badasses.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Robot Chicken specials?
I've seen a couple of them.
Oh, the one where it's just the bounty hunters are a focal point. It's the greatest thing.
I like the Robot Chicken ones. I'm not a big fan of them, but there was the one where Jar Jar finds Darth Vader.
Yes.
And it's like, Annie! So he ends up killing him, and then now he's a part of the Force, so he just haunts him forever. Mm-hmm. That's legitimately like hilarious.
Yeah,
that all the time.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about Stormtroopers, though?
Yeah.
I still want to talk about Stormtroopers.
Well, all right, let's talk about Stormtroopers.
Why are they suited up head to toe in armor that can prevent nothing?
That lasers just kill them anyway?
Lasers go through. Lightsabers go through. Goddamn rocks kill them.
I mean, blunt force.
Giant rocks.
What's the point of the armor then?
It's cool looking.
It does look very cool.
But it's the intimidation factor.
The intimidation factor of Endor wearing all white in a green and brown planet.
Yeah, thanks, Battlefront.
Yeah. Steven's the only one that's safe. I bought him that Funko.
You didn't use customize it.
Yeah, customize. That's the coolest thing I ever
did. So this army of people who hate other species who wear all white armor.
Faceless, nameless, literal stormtroopers.
Literal stormtroopers.
Ooh.
I get it.
Yeah, stormtroopers suck, though. They sucked in the beginning. The clone troopers were awesome.
I like honestly, that is something that I thought the prequels did well, were the androids.
Yeah. The battles were amazing.
Especially the Clone Wars cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cartoons are cool.
Which is still part of the universe,
yeah,
I think.
I think that
and Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the kind of personalities that they gave, not the roly-poly ones, and not the big ones, but the little small, just
the basic guys?
Yeah, just the basic infantry.
The Roger Roger guys?
Roger Roger. Like, it makes me smile. Like, I don't know what it is, it's just stupid, but is one thing from the prequels that I really liked.
I like the robot armies. They were awesome.
I will say, like, when they did do battles in the prequel movies, they were a lot more visually appealing, aside from the Christopher Lloyd one, where like you can just tell.
Oh, where they had a CGI him walking down a hallway.
That was rough. But like the other ones, like, yeah, no,
who?
Attack of the Clones was horrible.
What's his
Dooku
name?
Oh God. What
Christopher
did I say?
Lloyd?
Oh, you said Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, I did.
I would watch I think I did that on one of the Star Wars episodes.
Yoda
too.
Pulls out his lightsabers. Great Scott!
All right, help me out. What's his name?
It's for Lee.
God, oh, I was so close.
Instead of Owen Wilson going, whoa. Great Scott, Great Scott.
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible fight. I would say I hate CG in a movie, but then I would have to say I just hate Star Wars. Because 90% of that movie, the prequels were CG. The originals were not. So, Allie, did you think of something you hate about Star Wars yet?
Well, what all are we including? Because there's something that you have tried to make me watch for two Christmases now.
Oh! Yep, here it is. All right, let's talk about it.
It's street legal. Go ahead.
I don't even remember what it's called.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
But you put it on at the store.
We watched it during my senior recital, like the day after my senior recital, the celebration where I was here all day. I think I was still much, like, I was in college. Yeah, no, we watched the entire thing, and then we went to go buy Guitar Hero Live. That was in November of 2 years ago.
It's a blur. It's kind of in line with ABC's of Death, where I know it happened.
Z for Zygo.
But I'm just so badly trying to block all of it out.
Do you
out.
Remember the first 10 minutes that were the Wookiees just talked to each other?
Yeah.
In Wookiee.
Wookiee, okay, yeah.
It's just them going, if it makes you feel better, George Lucas said that he would find every single copy that exists and destroy it with a hammer.
Why?
He hates it too. But now he doesn't care because he doesn't even own Star Wars.
About to
That's
say,
all Disney, baby.
You know, honestly, Disney should just do one.
Re-release it.
Yeah, what was it called? Life Day?
Yeah, Life Day was what the Wookiee's Christmas, basically.
Yeah. They should just do a Life Day special.
They did. Like on Star Wars Galaxies, every Christmas they do Life Day. Celebration.
I need to watch. That's kind of cool. I need to really, really watch those because it's just one of those that
you can't. It's a video game.
Wait a minute. I tried playing it and I never had a PC that could run it.
That's fine. It's dead now, Jim.
Damn. What's the game that you tried getting me to play not too long ago?
The Old Republic.
Is that still?
That's still going, yeah.
I need to download that.
I never played Knights of the Old Republic either. I don't like that era of Star Wars. My Star Wars is when the Jedi are going out. I don't like when everyone's a Jedi. Yeah. Like, that drove me crazy.
I love, Knights of the Old Republic was legitimately one of the first RPGs I ever remember finishing. Like, I loved that game. It's one of the first games I beat multiple times.
I never beat them, but I did play the Old Republic quite a bit. And, you know, Hunter's talking about doing this D&D Star Wars campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, like he was talking about earlier, everybody being a Jedi. I don't want to be a Jedi.
No, at all. Yeah.
I have no interest in being a Jedi. I want to be just a smuggler or something, you know? I was always more Han Solo than Luke Skywalker.
I want to be a Wookiee youngling. Cause like, I just love
bad news about the tabletop game.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Uncomfortable.
Also, I have bad news about younglings too. They don't make it. Did you have a problem with that when Anakin slaughtered kids?
You don't see it. That's the important part.
I love that scene too, though. I know we said we were going to trash talk Star Wars, and I will.
Yeah, no, but this is also going to be very much episode where we talk about our favorite things.
I like Star Wars Episode 3. I rank it. It's my second favorite Star Wars movie. Well, third now that Rogue One came out, because Rogue One was awesome.
Yes.
Don't care what anyone says.
That legitimately may be one of my favorite ones.
Article talking about how disappointing it was and why everybody was disappointed in it. And I was like, what movie did you see?
I thought someone was disappointed in it.
They accidentally saw the Christmas special instead.
They saw Force Awakens.
Lee tried playing it in the Boom Boom Room and accidentally got the Christmas special.
I don't think he does anything accidentally.
That's fair.
What are you talking about before you said
that? Stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers.
Rogue One being disappointing?
No, it's not.
You liked Episode 3.
Yeah.
I liked Episode 3.
No, Episode 3 was the best out of those movies. It's not the
second best of the first two trilogies, in my opinion.
Really?
See, and I can't put anything in the original, in the prequels ahead of the original trilogy.
I was not a big fan of Return of the Jedi, though.
Like, for me.
Oh, I loved Return.
As much as I loved Rogue One, like, Empire Strikes Back is just the best.
That's the quintessential Star Wars for you?
Yeah. It kind of came at a time where, like, every movie has to have a happy ending. Nope.
Yeah.
George Lucas is just like, how about no, Scott?
And it kind of set a trend, too. Like, lots of movies started doing that where they'd have the multiple part movies and do the cliffhangers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't like Return of the Jedi. I thought so much of it was stupid. The slave dancers, I thought were kind of goofy. Leia in the slave bikini, mm-hmm. which gave women, you know, a costume for the next however many years. It's like the go-to Halloween costume for people. And it's fine. Like, it looks
In Indiana, like this year that we went last year, there's always a bunch of slave Leias. The coolest versions of those are the ones that are like mixed in with some other fandom.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like there was one where
there an Overwatch one?
There was an Overwatch one. I can't remember what character it was.
It was Tracer, I think.
Maybe.
Oh, I think it was Tracer.
There was, I've seen a, someone did, it was the three legendary birds from the original Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
Yeah.
But it was like that themed, but it was the slave Leia bikini style.
Right.
Like, so a lot of people do cool stuff with it aside from, but then there's also people who do like the, just like straight up.
And even Carrie Fisher hated the slave Leia costume, mm-hmm. despised it, couldn't stand it.
I think everybody that acted in those movies, aside from Mark Hamill, hated something in the movies.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, Harrison Ford just hates everything.
Except Chex.
Well, yeah, who doesn't love Chex? They're delicious.
God. You are the worst.
But in Return of the Jedi, there's so many things I hate about it. The Ewoks.
This chat is a mess.
What's that?
This show is a mess.
The Ewoks were awful. Do you like the Ewoks, Allie? Do you like them because they're characters or because they're cute?
They're kind of cute.
There it is.
They're adorable.
And that's the thing is like the Ewoks is like the, I think it was How I Met Your Mother did the thing where it's like, okay, you pull like people who have strong feelings one way about Ewoks and they were born before a certain date. Because if they were born before that date, they grew up, they watched it as a kid and they were like cute and cool. But as an adult Star Wars fan, you hated them.
Yeah.
Because it's like, these are stupid.
They toppled the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of little squeak toys. And the Empire, they had AT, was it AT? AT-ATs. AT-ATs on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, you know, that they couldn't kill him with.
Logs.
Logs smashed them. I mean, it basically turned into Home Alone featuring the Ewoks.
It worked, didn't it, though?
Indoor Alone. It did work, and that made me so mad. That made me so mad. I hated the Ewoks.
All these lasers didn't work, but gravity did.
Because I was always an Empire fan. Like, I was like, I kind of like the Empire.
Return is still my favorite movie out of all of them. Like, out of, like...
I can see why, because I know a lot of people that love Return the most. That's when Luke became a Jedi. That's when...
That's
Jabba the Hutt.
That is my favorite Luke.
Jedi Luke?
Jedi Knight Luke, all black, green lightsaber. Mm.
I don't know, I like the new Luke, too. With the long hair, the old grizzled Jedi.
That's true,
cool.
too. He may win, depending on how Last Jedi plays out.
His one quote in the trailer of, it's time for the Jedi to fall or to die or whatever, that's got me hooked. I want to know why.
Because he feels like a jerk for causing all those kids to die after Return.
Han kissed his sister.
He kissed his sister.
That's what I said. I meant Luke.
I was trying to figure out what you were getting at.
Maybe Han had a sister too. We don't know about it.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't because Disney destroyed the EU.
So do you think that there are more problems with the newer trilogies than the older ones? Like, are the old ones...
Like, prequel trilogy or...
Yeah. Well, because we only have Force Awakens and Rogue One. Both very different movies.
And those aren't even the same. You can't call those a trilogy.
Yet. Well, Rogue One you can't at all. It's a story. But Force Awakens will be a trilogy.
The way they're doing it is, the Force Awakens is a trilogy, but then they're just doing a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
Rogue One, spin-offs. A Star Wars story.
Han Solo. Obi-Wan, just announced.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which we talked about that on Nerd Up. I really just, I need them to just do it as the in between episode 3 and episode 4.
Yeah.
Because, enough time has passed, you could still use Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
Because he's, like, perfect age.
Yep.
Yeah.
To do that.
And plus, they don't really have a story for that. Other than Force Unleashed, there's really no...
Unless he, like, immediately goes into hiding.
Because Force Unleashed was, the Force Unleashed was about how Starkiller got the plans to the Death Star, which they've retconned now because of Rogue One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There's ample room to explain what Obi-Wan... Was up to. Yeah.
Just going to the grocery store.
I mean, I can
it's
see
it's probably boring. He just goes to Tatooine and just sits there.
That would be the most boring thing in the world.
The only thing that would make me not want to see that story of him just like him not immediately going into hiding and what he was doing in between is the prequel, but you have to get Liam Neeson back.
Oh, Qui-Gon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just as like a Force ghost,
no,
I guess?
No, just because Qui-Gon was his mentor. Like, he was his apprentice.
Right.
So if you're gonna tell me a story about how Obi-Wan became a Jedi and you're not gonna include Qui-Gon, sweet baby, what was you doing?
And the CGI's gotten a lot better. You can.
Think you'd have to do that because put enough makeup on Liam Neeson
and put a beard back on.
Yeah, because neither of those guys are super old.
No.
But if they did CG,
throw a wig on Neeson.
Yeah, that's true.
But I thought the CG in Rogue One was really good. It was a little distracting in parts.
I'm like Jesse, where like I noticed it like pretty early,
and you couldn't unnotice
it. I couldn't unnotice it after.
Jesse ruined it for me. I didn't notice it until Jesse mentioned it, and then it's all I could focus on.
I mean, I knew just because I was a Peter Cushing fan.
Oh yeah, you know
because I know what guy that's related to him.
Peter Cushing looks great.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
One thing I dislike about Star Wars.
Peter Cushing?
Yeah, because he has that douche nephew.
Does he?
No,
that's the joke.
sorry, my bad.
We were talking about there for a second.
Yeah.
You made me lose my track. Something you said that I was going to make a point. Damn it,
Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon.
No. Talking about Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan,
CG.
Prequel, CG.
Stop. You're throwing so many things at me right now. Allie, something else you don't like, please, while I think.
Oh, geez, why are you putting me on the spot for this?
Let's just read what Double H said.
Okay.
Can we just use Phantom Menace as a blanket statement? No. No.
He said that. I said that.
Jar Jar is the obvious reason, but forgive Lucas for that sin, and you still get midichlorians, the racist character that is Watto, Little Annie,
and every
Vader
other...
creating C-3PO, the bloated Trade Federation angle, Padawan rat tails, and now this is prod racing. I trade in Liam Neeson as Qui-Gon, Darth Maul, and Duel of Fates. I forget this movie ever existed. Phantom Menace really is just the black eye on the Star Wars legacy.
If they found a way to make something worse than
But also, sometimes I wonder, is it... Because it's definitely meant for children, but I've been told so it was the original movies, that the original movies were kids' movies. And sometimes when I look into it, I think, well, that kind of makes sense. You had all the puppets.
The third one for sure was definitely more.
The third one felt like it was geared towards kids.
Yeah.
Maybe not Empire, but also the slave bikinis in the third one.
Well, yeah, but
Ewoks.
Were not kid friendly.
Yeah. But I mean, look at
Jabba.
look at Guardians of the Galaxy, though. Like, that's a kid-friendly movie, but there's also some stuff in there that I'm like, ugh.
I know it's kid-friendly because I can't go 2 feet without seeing Groot figures or baby Groot
and
toys.
And that's what the Ewoks are.
Get that smile off your face.
I like Groot.
We know. But, like, yeah, no, like, the first...
And, but Jar Jar is a lot like that, too. Jar Jar is in... He was meant to be Ewok. He was meant to be the
funny,
cute,
wacky,
lovable character.
Yeah,
that
and they shouldn't
loves.
Let him talk.
Why is he so mad?
God.
That
me's,
was
Misa Saudi.
I think I was making Hunter like actively mad whenever we were really trying to plan the Star Wars tabletop game.
Yeah,
and it was like, I'm gonna be a because one of the classes you can be is a diplomat, or one of the roles you can take. And I was like, I'm gonna be a Gungan diplomat.
Good.
And I will only speak in the Gungan voice. It's like, mm-hmm. Like Hunter was just he was so ready to kill my character.
You know what I hate more than Ewoks? Gungans.
Yeah,
that's fair.
They're the worst thing. So episode one was a dumpster fire, except for Darth Maul, who was legitimately cool. The double saber was awesome. Mm-hmm. So of course they cut him in half, got rid of him. Qui-Gon, because Liam Neeson's awesome, so he died.
Yep.
Was there anything? Natalie Portman. I've always been in love with Natalie Portman.
And yeah, so can we talk about how creepy it is that like she stayed the same age through the three movies, but like she had a baby with someone that she met like as an adult who was six?
Well, from what I was told that in the first movie, she was only, I might have to look this up, but I always heard she was like in her early teens and he was like 8 or 9. So, I mean, if you put it that way, if she's like 4 or 5 years older than him, it's whatever. But I remember seeing the movie.
But it very
going,
much does
Natalie
not.
Portman is very much an adult.
Right.
And Jake Lloyd is very much a child. Yeah. So that's creepy, right?
It's not good. It's not good.
But what if they're both legal adults?
I mean, that's fine. I don't get it.
Yes, you do.
No, explain
yes,
it.
Yes, you do. I can't.
Can you explain it?
Do
the bit. Either.
I can't explain it on the show. No, I'll tell you later in a private chat.
Okay.
The private chat's called "Fuck You, Dalton."
What? It was Ace's bit.
He gave me a Snickers.
It's true. I knew it was coming. So there's stuff that I don't like about Star Wars, but the thing that like the only thing that legitimately kind of bugs me is. And I put it in the group chat this morning, but the whole, like, okay, we have to hide from the Empire and Darth Vader. We have this vast galactic government that is across the universe. We can't be, I can't be found. I'm gonna die. So let's not change any last names.
Yeah.
Quick, hide Vader's son away on this, like, weird little farm planet that he won't be found. Okay, what should we name him? Well, what did Vader name him? Luke Skywalker. That's fine.
No, hold on.
What?
To be fair, he didn't know, Vader didn't know that his kids survived.
Yeah, he was told that they died.
Yeah, he didn't know. But even if you forgive that, mm-hmm. there's the fact that they gave the son to his actual family. They didn't give it to like some foster parents and say, keep him a secret and hide the name. His name was still Skywalker because he was with his family.
Well, I mean.
And that makes no sense. Like,
in fairness, it's because he went to his family. Leia did not.
Leia went to Alderaan.
Yeah.
To Bail Organa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So like.
So why would you give Leia to another person and say, and then what's funny is they're the planet that blew up.
Well, yeah.
I like, there was a comic that comes out and it's just like, oh, it's a girl. You know, I will name her Leia. Send her to go live with royalty. She will be a princess and, you know, she'll be a great leader one day. Oh, hey, and you have a son too. Oh, dirt farmer?
Dirt Farmer Skywalker. That was his original name.
And like, and I'm not even counting Leia. Like, Leia makes sense that they couldn't find her and that he didn't know. I'm giving that
because
a pass.
She was
literally
tons of planets away.
Literally, it's like, oh, kind of seems like Skywalker might be a not super common name. I don't know that. Like, I'm not trying to stereotype whatever he is, but then Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, his master, who he knows is still alive, just Ben.
Yeah, Ben Kenobi. It changed his name completely.
Yeah, totally. No one thinks to, like, they don't have a...
What was the bit you did on Nerd Up?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it like, oh no, the people didn't know how to say Obi-Wan, so they just called him Old Ben?
I think that was
Old
Jesse.
Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, it's like, old... my name is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Old Ben Kenobi? Yeah, that was Jesse.
South.
Sorry.
Don't the people that... And I... There's a lot of things about the Force I don't understand.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Force here for a second, but I know that they can sense each other because... Darth Vader sensed Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
In the Death Star. That's a thing that happens. So why would you put Luke with his family on Tatooine next to Obi-Wan. Is Darth, what about the day Darth Vader's looking through historical records and sees that Luke was there at the same, like the same age as the kid that he would have had is also named Skywalker. And he starts to go, wait a minute.
Well, I mean.
Was Beru's last name, was Beru and her husband and were their last name Skywalker?
I will look into it. No, I honestly don't.
It was,
I'm on it.
Was it Skywalker?
Cause, or do they even say it ever?
Oh, well, okay. So his mom.
And he's going to join the Empire. Like, he's going to show up and be like, hey, we got this new cadet, Skywalker. What's that? Like, that's not going to make it up to middle management. Like,
I want to say that their names were not Skywalker. It was.
Nope. It was just Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Yeah.
They didn't have last names.
So.
Because the guy that married his mom and then she died and then that was his kid was, Owen, I think. So Owen is like Luke's half brother. Wait, let me think this again.
Half uncle.
Half uncle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, that's where Anakin's freaking mom is buried. His mom is buried on like the same plot of land that they're living.
No, it's fine. You know, the mom that he just left behind.
Though he had to for some reason.
They're
Jedi. He could have just taken what he wanted. I don't like this movie. I'm going back to Star Trek.
Oh,
No plot holes there.
No, I will say, like, as much as I love Star Wars, I've never seen a single Star Trek thing.
Neither have I.
Like,
really?
I haven't seen an episode. I might have seen like one or two like full episodes of Star Trek. I haven't seen any of the old movies. I haven't seen any of the new movies. Like, it's just never been something that's.
It's also.
I'm not saying it's bad at all. It's just like it
no. Star Trek is amazing.
Like
but
it never appealed to me.
Star Trek was more. I don't want to say like the thinking man's sci-fi.
No, opera. Yeah, but because it was like supposed to be like diplomacy.
It was diplomacy and boring. Whereas Star Wars was like action.
Yeah,
and,
stuff
yeah.
blowing up. That's why a lot of people didn't like the Star Wars movie that J.J. Abrams did the Star Trek movie that J.J. Abrams did because it's like, that's not Star Trek.
It made it more action.
You just made a Star Wars movie because they wouldn't let you make a Star Wars movie.
Right.
So he's like, oh, hey, they're letting me make a Star Wars movie. I'm just going to make the same Star Wars movie again.
Right.
That I already made with Star Trek and that they already made in the 70s.
Yes. Well, remakes are very popular these days.
It's true.
Except this one, they killed off the one character everyone loves the most.
Chewie made it.
Not in the expanded universe, he didn't, for the record.
Yeah.
You know how he died in the expanded universe? Han's kids.
Oh, man.
Did you not know that?
I knew it. I wanted to say
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Anakin, little bastard mm-hmm. Annie. But they retconned it in this. There's just one kid, Ben Skywalker, Calvin, your brother.
That we know of. Everyone's someone's kid.
And they kill off Han Solo. That also is the dumbest. I hated that so much. It's because Harrison Ford didn't want to do another one. It's probably what it was. Cause I have no doubt that if he would have been like, I'm on for all three, they would have been like, cool. You will be the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this one guy? He's British. Nah, he's a black stormtrooper. Nah, we're good.
I loved him.
I did too. No, he was great.
No, yeah. No,
but
like,
that was the joke. Black stormtrooper.
All of my complaints about Force Awakens have nothing to do with the cast or the acting. It's just that it was a shot-for-shot remake of A New Hope. And it's like, what I was hoping for was like this new Star Wars story with these old, with like, including some of these characters that we've already known and know and love. And I was just so bummed out that it was just like, no, you're just doing it again. Like, well, that's not special.
They did put some parts in there though that were fresh and baffling. Like when R2 wakes up at the very end to just go, oh, I know where Luke is.
Oh, you mean the ultimate traitor, R2-D2? Traitor to his people?
Why is he a traitor?
Because he could have just been like...
The whole time?
Literally, and apparently the explanation is no one bothered to ask him if he knew where the map was, but BB-8 ran into him and is like, hey, do you know where the map is? And it just took him a while to wake up because he's an old droid.
Also, BB-8. Maybe 88? Was it 88 BB-8, or 8?
BB-8.
BB-8? Hated him too.
Oh, I loved him.
You got me a pop of him.
I get you lots of things I hate. For the record.
No, why did you hate BB-8?
Because he was just another toy. He was just another, let's sell a toy thing.
But they had
R2-D2. What else do you need?
Yeah, you just keep farming in on that. I loved that droid. That's probably my favorite droid.
I mean, marketing made you love it. Yeah, that's true.
My favorite droid was K2SO.
HK-47.
Meatbag? Grow a spine. IG-88?
No, BB-8's better.
K2.
K2 was better.
No,
K2 was way better.
K2 was much better.
K2 K2 is amazing.
In a movie full of things that I loved, K2 was almost the best. I still loved the blind monk and his rowdy gun-toting friend. That was my favorite part.
Yeah,
of the movie.
I want their spinoff movie.
Yeah. Rogue One was
just so good. The gun guy getting real sick of his nonsense. Just like, I am really tired of killing people for you.
I shed a tear at the end.
But like, I emotion, like, the kind of crying I, like, the, like, small tears I had whenever Nakamura's entrance happened live for me, I had like five of those during Force Awakens. Like, whenever Han and Chewie ended up on the Falcon, got emotional during that. Like, that movie hit every spot I needed it to hit.
I was sad when Han died.
Oh, yeah, that was another one. That was another one that, like, yep, there was my heart.
I feel like it would have, but it got spoiled for me.
Yeah.
Like probably a week before.
Well, the first, so I watched it twice. Mm-hmm. And the first time I watched it, I got really sad when Han died. The second time, since I knew it was coming, I just looked around the theater going, they have no idea.
Oh, that was Professor Snape in Harry Potter. This, like, third time I watched it.
Oh, he hasn't seen that one?
Came out in 2011. No simpy.
That was 6 years ago.
We literally put a plot point of a movie that came out in 2015.
Rogue One?
Everyone died in Rogue One.
Oh, my phone actually hit the floor that time.
Yeah, good job. I got some other stuff I hate. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Also,
Darth Maul is not the best Sith, in my opinion.
No, you know that
the best Sith is probably?
Vader.
Vader.
Yeah, because he actually was the only one close to doing what he needed to do.
He also, like, had a story. Like, he was a redeemable character.
In fairness, like, Darth Maul has a really cool book. I have it at my house, but, like, it's a really interesting...
But does it count?
Not anymore. But he is in the...
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars. And he is amazing in those.
Yeah.
He got, like, robot legs.
Yep. Okay, so I was talking to someone about this. What is General Grievous?
He was a...
He was, like, an alien race.
He was, and
then... But then he got sick or, like, killed in battle or something.
He got exploded.
So now he's mostly robot.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, but he's not a Force user. He just collects lightsabers from the Jedi that he kills.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he didn't get a fair shake.
Well, because he was in the Clone Wars. That was his big thing. And if you didn't watch the Clone Wars, you wouldn't know why he even spoke the way he did.
Yeah,
that's... Bob had to tell me Mace Windu crushed his chest, and that's why he breathes funny.
It's the Overwatch thing.
Yeah, like, you don't do the expanded stuff.
If you don't watch the extra stuff, you're not going to get a lot of it.
And that's another thing I hate about Star Wars is like, don't give me plot points in 15-minute shorts on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, do you know how you figure out about how C-3PO... got the red arm?
I still don't know.
All right, you have to play the Lego game and buy the DLC for it.
Nope.
See,
that was another complaint that I had about Force Awakens, is like all of these things that I'm saying, like, oh, I don't like how they did this. Oh, well, actually, if you read the novelization of the movie, it explains it. Well, guess what? I spent $10 and stared at a giant picture that moved and had noises. And if in 2.5 hours, they couldn't do a good enough job of explaining the stuff that they're showing me,
yeah,
maybe you're not doing a great job of making a movie.
I agree. Like, that's, you can't make me go get DLC for a movie.
Also, I didn't realize that that was C-3PO. I didn't recognize him with the red arm.
Really?
That was from his communist phase. It's the only thing that left over.
Space commies. No, okay, so...
Things we hate about Star Wars, C-3PO.
The worst thing about Star Wars, and I'm not kidding at all, there is not a single goddamn Ninja Turtle.
Have you not read my fanfic?
No, but you keep throwing it at me.
He will love it. Why does the lightsaber extend so far and stop? The Force.
The crystal.
No, it's the crystal. Yeah.
Oh, did they really explain that?
I'm always assuming.
Assuming you're guessing because I'm guessing.
Well, like, honestly, anytime you hear anything about a reason for the lightsaber being a certain way, it's because of the crystal. The reason that Ben Kenobi's, cut the dude's arm off.
Yeah.
And it was bleeding and it didn't cauterize it. It was an old crystal because it's his old saber. So it wasn't as hot. Like, it wasn't as, like, hot as it needed to be. Kylo Ren's lightsaber, the reason it has...
It's unstable.
Yeah, the reason it has those stupid hilt points.
No, disagree. Amazing.
Things I hate about Star Wars, Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Kylo Ren's lightsaber is awesome.
But in all seriousness and in all practicality, the second he, like, jabs someone with that, he loses his thumb and index finger. Like, I get that there are the actual physical guards there, but...
It's only a slip.
Yeah.
And we've also learned that he's not the most stable Sith. Mm-hmm. But, so, like, the reason...
But real quick, those are exhaust pipes, right?
Yeah, I was actually about to say that.
Yeah, but so that might not be the lightsaber part that's beaming out of the side. That might just be heat.
No, but he is using it as a blocking mechanism. Like, there's definitely, like...
No, it's definitely...
It's not a piece of plastic that the Force go throughs and all of a sudden it's his lightsaber. It just happens.
The other side of that is this is a goddamn movie, so I will accept that it's a goddamn movie because his lightsaber looks awesome.
But I hate it. I thought it looked dumb.
Kylo Ren is awesome. I'll say it. I thought he was cool.
It's the whole, like... It's my thing with Doctor Who a lot of the time. Like, I am 100% willing to suspend all disbelief if a movie says, hey, this is the world we live in, and this is how, these are what their rules are. They don't work in real life because I wouldn't want to watch that movie. I have real life. Not a fan.
Not a good time.
That's why I'll watch a movie about it. But I need them to follow their own rules that they set. Like, whenever they do the hyperspace jump in the Millennium Falcon, like out of an inside of another ship.
Yeah.
But the reason they have to do all of the coordinates is so they don't run into stuff.
Right.
Han got really good.
He
didn't even have the ship anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's stuff like that. It's little stuff that bugs me.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's not what you told me already. I remember that thing you told me.
It's like they make stuff up on the fly.
Obey the rules.
To look cool.
Yeah.
But Kylo Ren was still awesome.
Which Doctor Who is the worst.
But I don't care if Kylo Ren is not a true Sith. There is no way that he should have got beat by the space janitor. And he didn't get beat by him, I understand. There shouldn't have been a fight. The dude's never picked up a lightsaber before.
I mean,
he's barely been trained in weapons, and he hung with Kylo Ren.
He was never trained with weapons.
With melee weapons? Was there any proof of that?
Yeah, did you see the stormtrooper with the riot gear? He was trained with melee weapons.
He was trained with melee weapons. Did they say that he was, though?
So you're telling me anytime you go, like, look at the U.S. Army, like, if one person's holding this gun and that other person's holding a different gun, they never tried, like, switch guns?
But they're definitely not as proficient.
And not only that,
but he knows hand-to-hand combat.
Specific people have specific roles that they're gonna...
Yeah, he's never had melee weapon training ever.
I guarantee you, has he had lightsaber training?
Well, probably not, but he's had melee weapon
training. Would his melee training equal up to Kylo Ren's lightsaber training?
I mean...
No.
And would his
How much lightsaber training has Kylo Ren had?
I mean, he was still trained as a kid.
So was Finn as a stormtrooper.
It's also not D&D. It's not a video game. Like, melee weapon is not a catch-all. Like,
but
I don't think they're training them with swords. If he has melee weapon training, he might have the super crazy shocker guy gear.
Now, to be fair, it could have been a vibroblade, which is in Star Wars. That's what people like, don't use lightsabers kind of use.
That's in the Old Republic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But now, even so, there's no way he should have been able to handle Kylo Ren.
When was the last time you watched Force Awakens, everybody?
It's been a while.
In theaters.
All right, I watched it about a year ago. If you, like, because I bought it, like, I've watched it 3 times since I bought it on Blu-ray. If you watch that fight, Finn wasn't going for offense. Finn was trying not to die. Like, he was defending himself, which is something that in melee training you would pretty much know how to do. You just have to know, like, all right, if he's attacking here, here's where I put it. He was very much defending himself that entire time.
Okay, and I guess the other side of that is, I'll give you that. But Kylo Ren is still a Force user, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason he shouldn't have just picked him up with his Force powers. He can stop a sniper bolt.
I've seen the thing where it's like, oh, but he's just toying with him.
But why?
I'm not even using the toying with him thing.
Like, why would he toy with the dude?
I mean, no. Why would he toy with him? It's because it's Kylo Ren. No, it's because it's Kylo Ren. That character, that would be something that character would do. He just killed his dad. Yeah, he feels like he's... Yeah, he's a douchebag.
He is kind of a dick.
But like...
But when everything's falling apart around you, I don't think he would take the time out to play with Finn.
It's his ego. He doesn't think anything bad's going to happen to him. He is a child. He is a grown child.
Why didn't they kill Kylo Ren in the end either? Like, why did Rey stop?
Because they were trying to survive.
I don't want to see the redemption story. Like, at all. Like,
of Kylo
even
Ren?
A little bit. Kylo Ren, like, I don't want to see him give his life to save someone. I don't want to find out that, like...
I can almost guarantee Han Solo will come back. I don't think he's dead.
Oh, he'll be the little blue ghost.
I don't think he's dead. I think Han Solo comes back eventually. Because you never see his body. Like, you see him fall, but I mean, Luke fell.
Lando. Oh, Billy Dee Williams caught him.
He was just chilling.
He was like, I'm looking for my son.
Heard the Falcon was there.
Oh, if Finn ends up being either Mace Windu or Lando's son, I'm going to be slightly annoyed. I know I wanted it at first, but now I'm going to be really annoyed.
Stop making everybody like...
Something you hate in Star Wars, when they had to put Chewbacca in the original trilogy, or the prequel trilogy. He didn't need to be there. There was no reason Chewie had to be there. You just wanted to throw him in. And to be fair, Rogue One did the same thing.
Yep.
Like with the two guys that from the Mos Eisley bar bumping into them on the planet before it blows up.
I mean,
it's cute, but come on.
No, C-3PO and R2-D2 were in. Wait a minute. No.
Anakin built C-3PO. I'm about to knock this damn microphone off. He built C-3PO.
Do you think he had an extra red arm?
And then they wiped his memory. So conveniently enough, so that he wouldn't remember him in the next movies. But also, Darth Vader didn't recognize C-3PO.
He was sick
of
the stuff.
And R2-D2. He didn't see them and go, you look familiar. I understand all y'all look alike. But the combo of you two together looks very familiar.
Those droids are not allowed. Like,
not
bounty
bar.
Hunters, like, armed lizard men who will cut off people's arms and stuff. Like, I know that was Obi-Wan that cut off the weird dude's arm, but pig face man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not droids. You're not allowed in
droids,
here.
Droids, uh-uh. We don't
what
serve
are the droids doing?
We don't serve droids in here. Yeah. You know why? Droids aren't ordering anything. Unless you got a can of motor oil in the back. Like, maybe that's why they don't want droids in the bar. They just take up space. Actually, that makes sense. I take that back. You're welcome, Lucas.
If Star Wars was made now and they could, I have no doubt that there would have been a cameo of Bender in the back just drinking alcohol.
Oh God,
droid that does.
I would watch Bender in the Star Wars universe.
I would.
That
too.
Would be great.
If they put Bender in Force Awakens, I would not say a bad word about it again.
Force Awakens or Last Jedi.
Hey George, maybe they'll in like 5 years they'll make a new version of it and just like put him in there.
Why was
instead of the swingy vibroblade thing, it'll be a walkie-talkie.
Should Princess Leia automatically become a general in the next movie? Because
she
that happened.
Is a general.
I know
she
like,
was a general.
She was the Princess of Alderaan, and in the next movie, she was general. So, like General Organa.
But she also was already like a member of the military. Like,
was she in the first movie?
Yeah,
I thought she was just a princess, like sneaking stuff.
I mean, she was like leading the. She was like helping lead the rebellion.
I need to, I need to bone up on those movies because I'm trying to think. Like, do they ever?
They just never referred to her by any sort of like military rank.
I see a Thanksgiving Day thing we need to do.
We did it last year.
No, we did
it
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And I had to work at Hastings and JCPenney, so let's do it this year.
Hey, JCPenney still exists. You can't mention that.
I don't work there anymore.
I think there's other things people complain about. We're out of time. Let me read them real quick. So we don't get any emails.
We hit Jar Jar.
Tyler Heath Hatton loves Star Wars and nothing's wrong with it ever.
Yeah, we need to make sure
you suck
like,
your thumb, and when you go to bed tonight, you keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Don't we have to deal with
and
him?
Remember, my name
you
is Dalton Anthony.
Jesus.
I think Maria said something about
Han and Leia's relationship.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. All right, I know she's not listening, and neither is Mike probably, because I don't understand what the hell she's talking about. And you guys can maybe tell me.
Can you read it? Just
well, it's a word I don't want to use.
We'll look it up later. But yeah. I don't
Let's
see
just
it
say
either.
Han and Leia's relationship that Han is kind of forceful with the relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't. I
mean, it went both ways.
But yeah, where was it? I mean, he was a dashing rogue. He never. Did he?
He was a dashing rogue, and she was a princess. That's a movie trope.
They just
every Disney film ever.
They just ragged on each other a lot.
Yeah, and
because it would be different if he was like all gruff and like rude to him.
Yeah.
But she gave it right back to him. Like they legitimately didn't like each other.
She
right.
called him
and
a nerf herder.
Kind of
nerf herder.
Scruffy.
Scruffy looking nerf herder.
Yeah, that's a bad word.
And then he ignored her, and then in one of the greatest moments in cinema history, she said, I love you. And if you know the story behind it, apparently he said I love you back so many times that when she said it, he finally just said, I know, because he was tired of saying I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
And that became one of the most iconic moments in film history.
But yet he still hates the movies that made him famous.
Most people do.
That's true.
Alec Guinness hated Star Wars. Do you ever hear the story about the fan that told Alec? So Alec Guinness played Obi-Wan in the original movie.
Yeah, this is great.
And a fan told him, like, I've seen Star Wars like 1,000 times. Will you sign this? He
Why?
Said, I'll sign it, but only if you promise to never watch it again.
Yup.
Because he hated Star Wars.
Man, I hate actors. They're some douches.
But then there's people like Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill who loved it and were so appreciative of everything that it did for them.
I think Harrison Ford loves Star Wars. He's just, he did so much.
I think Harrison Ford loves playing the character of Harrison Ford more than.
You gave me a disgusted look when I said he's done so much.
He hasn't done more than Mark Hamill or Carrie Fisher did.
You are absolutely insane. You're telling me that Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill are on the same level acting-wise as Harrison Ford, who was also Indiana Jones, who was also these other iconic characters?
Or do you just mean, like, for Star Wars?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because Mark...
Okay.
That's what I meant. I was like,
okay.
I didn't
Sorry.
Mean... No,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Chris Hardwick put it absolutely perfectly when he said, like, Mark Hamill, even if he wasn't in Star Wars would be the kid going to a Star Wars convention.
Yeah.
Because that was what he loved growing up. He was a huge fan of science fiction and stuff like that.
And also, Mark Hamill has had an amazing career.
Yeah, and they all have. You cannot compare their careers to Harrison Ford.
Oh, no.
You just can't.
Harrison Ford is easily the biggest
Indiana
star.
Jones alone will get the victory. Because right. He's two of the most iconic characters in movie history.
That's true. I mean, and that's not taking anything away from Hamill as the Joker.
Yeah, or Carrie Fisher.
Is the most recognizable thing that he's done, but...
Outside
of Star Wars.
Well, he was Knocker in that one movie.
Damn it.
Oh, I got him. I beat him to it.
He really did. I still remember when they pulled out the lightsaber and George Lucas is going to sue somebody. All right, we got to get out of here.
He's
thanks.
Bust some balls.
How did you get the name Cock Knocker?
What's a funny story?
It's actually a funny story. Bam! All
right. Can we do a Jay and Silent Bob episode sometime soon?
No.
Aww. I'll do a Kevin Smith episode.
Yeah.
It'll start amazing. I'll be super happy. It gets better and better. And then by the end of it, I'm crying.
I was about to say, is it pro Kevin Smith or anti? Because.
Pro.
Half and half.
It starts one, then ends on the other.
Three quarters and one quarter.
Mine will be pro the entire time. Pro.
You'll be pro?
Yeah.
For all of his movies?
Not all of his movies, but what he's done for the entertainment business.
I love Kevin Smith.
Red State.
Red State was amazing.
I've never seen it.
And it's legitimately amazing.
I've never seen Tusk.
Tusk was okay.
I've never seen Yoga Hosers.
I haven't seen that one either.
Mm. But I love the Jay and Silent Bob.
But
movies,
just
obviously.
His pod, we're gonna do a show apparently. We're gonna need
a Kevin Smith show.
We're gonna.
We'll try to get Kevin Smith on the show for it too.
Shit, if we get him high enough, we probably get him. What he gets high a lot.
He does.
Listen
he,
to his
he,
podcast.
He is a fan of the marijuana.
You said the S word.
Oh,
this is the After Dark episode.
Cause I'm not the first one that's cussed here.
Yeah.
We didn't say, I didn't say the F word.
Neither did I!
I didn't say you did, buddy. Come on. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Calm down. All right, we gotta
get
out of here.
This is the force?
Yeah, this is the force between, no, I'm not gonna touch your lightsaber. All right. We gotta get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're gonna trash SummerSlam. You thought we are gonna trash SummerSlam, right?
It's gonna be it's gonna be the empire of PWU.
You thought we trashed Star Wars. We kinda did, but then we're trashing it, we're like, but I really love that.
Well, no, because it's one of those things like, Star Wars is universally beloved.
Yes.
And like you said, like, if you can't find flaws in something that you enjoy, it's the same thing with wrestling. Like, I mean, well, it's not universally beloved, but like, if you're not willing to point out flaws, to hope that maybe like it can get better, then
right.
That's bad.
That's why if a little kid walks up to you with a drawing of a cat and the cat sucks and you're like, and he's like, do you like my picture I drew for you? You don't go, oh, it's amazing. You're the best artist ever. You say, well, it's a good attempt for a little kid, but you're never going to make money off of this.
I don't know why it turned into that.
Because you don't want him to think that like what he did was great.
Shannon.
You want him to get
Shannon.
Better. All right, we're doing Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow.
You can see us on Patreon, right? You can hit us up on Patreon.
You can see us on Patreon.
You can. If you type in our thing, you'll see our logo.
.com/ Podzilla1985. You can also go to Podzilla1985.com and listen to the old episodes.
Yes.
They're good episodes. It's about 50-50.
And if you want to be one of the fans,
go to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. You can like us on there. Send us messages so we can read them on the air like these gentlemen that did tonight. And also walking. Dalton's doing walking animation.
Never mind. Me walking out the door.
Just a special shout out to Heath Hatton. Please don't murder
Dalton.
Me. Dalton. Well, me.
Or me. Dalton.
Just leave enough of the body that I can get the car keys out of his pocket. But if you spear Shannon hard enough, get that hernia fixed up.
Yeah. I'll give you the $1,500 I was going to go to the doctor for. So that's a bet. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow for PW. Have a great night and live long and prosper.